Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Well, last week we took a trip to the South Pacific, and today we're taking a trip down to South Texas with the wonderful play A Trip to Bountiful, written by Horton Foote and currently performing at Anchorage Community Theater. We have two actors from the show as our guests today, and I want to introduce those guys to you right now. We have Tom Lucido, who's playing the sheriff. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
We also have Nancy Pearson, who's playing the wonderful part of Carrie Watts. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, I sort of tipped my hand already. This is one of my favorite plays by one of my favorite playwrights, Horton Foote. Nancy, tell us a little bit about your character and just how you're approaching her. And by way of doing that, maybe tell us a bit about the play, because I think she plays a sort of a pivotal role in what happens in the play.
Well, the play has a lot to do with Carrie Watts' journey to return home at the end of her life, or what she thinks is the end of her life, and just to kind of make peace with her life, trying to understand her life and go back, see her home once more, and kind of identify who she really is. She's kind of lost herself along the way in living with her son and her daughter-in-law.
And Bountiful is where she grew up.
That's correct, yes. And they had a 375-acre farm, which she worked, and she worked outside. And she loves being outside. She's been cooped up in the city for about 20 years in this house.
And she's living with her son and her daughter-in-law.
And her daughter-in-law, yes.
It's driving her crazy.
Right.
Or I guess we could say they both drive each other crazy, don't they?
Well, and they talk about these people living in 2-3 rooms. Mm-hmm. That would probably drive anybody crazy, 3 people.
For sure.
And Tom, you play the sheriff. You're one of those people who Carrie Watts meets along her way to Bountiful. Tell us about your part.
I'm the sheriff of the Brazos County Department, and the daughter-in-law, she's really kind of a hateful gal, and Julie Anderson does such an amazing job at portraying her in that vein, has contacted the police because Carrie's run away to go back to Bountiful. And so the sheriff gets involved in trying to find Mrs. Watts, and that's where I meet Carrie Watts. I'm a pretty gruff guy. I'm a no funny business kind of sheriff, tough and hard. And just within moments of meeting this wonderful, sweet old lady who has an incredible story, my heart gets melted, and I facilitate her being able to get back to Bountiful and feeling the ground and smelling the air and seeing all the birds.
And Nancy, Tom just described your character pretty well there, I think, as being someone who sort of attracts people to her, doesn't she? She meets several people on her road to Bountiful.
Right. She meets the young woman who's traveling home to stay with her parents, and there's quite a connection there between the young woman and herself. It's her big adventure. It's the first time that she's been on her own. She's seeing life as exciting and happy, and she's taking her life into her own hands. She's tried to live there, and it's not working, and it's obvious she's not wanted. She's causing conflict in a household that has no room for her, and finally she's had enough. And she's leaving, and she's going back, and she's going to be her own person. That's why I admire her so much. And she meets this young woman who's kind of doing the same thing that she's doing, going back to stay with her parents while her husband is overseas. And they ride the bus together to get to Harrison. And then they part there, and then from Harrison, Carrie goes on her own way, and then she starts running into obstacles she hasn't. She's been trying to get to Bountiful for about 5 years, and this is the first time she has made it on this bus, and she is traveling, and she is going there, and she is going to arrive.
I think, as I recall from the script, she's tried to sort of escape, as she says, mm-hmm. as her daughter-in-law says several times now.
Right.
And her son's always very careful that he's afraid that his mother is going to leave him.
He's also afraid of his wife, too. So it becomes a real battle of... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and there's also the issue of the government check, needing mm-hmm. that to, you know, in the household in order to pay the bills. But the way it's written, the mother, Carrie Watts, is doing all the cleaning. She's using her money to support the household. And she's leaving. And so, you know, Jessie Mae's character is a nice counterpoint character, whereas Jessie Mae is all the future and all the movies, all of the wishful things of the 50s. And Carrie's is more grounded in what's important in life. And the son is caught in the middle just trying to survive.
I think this is a play, Steve, for everyone. I know that there are many, many scenes that I watch and that I'm part of that remind me so much of my childhood, watching my mother and my grandmother interact and our friends. And it's a historical piece, but it's a current piece as well. I don't think anyone that attends, regardless of their age, will find something to identify in the play with their current life. And it creates a moment of sympathy that just generates a wonderful energy in the theater. I just admire Nancy because of the way she portrays this character. It's so believable. We're watching them come out after the show with their eyes watering and their Kleenex full of tears, and they all just have this big happy smile on their faces, even though they've been crying, because it reminds them of their own life. So many women and men have said, gosh, this reminds me of when I was a little boy, or this reminds me of the lady that lived across the street.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really pertinent. It's a wonderful feeling, because we know as actors that we have done Mr. Foote's wish, which was to speak his words with believability and with a real personality. And gosh, I'm loving every minute of this, and I absolutely adore working with Nancy. She is just amazing.
Well, we all face these things. We all face times where we're vulnerable. We're not physically healthy. We have to depend on others, and we have to live in circumstances that we may not want to. And everybody has, and I believe everybody has a right to live their own life, no matter where that road takes them. And Carrie says to the sheriff, suffering I don't mind. She's trying to beg to get to Bountiful, not to have him stop her, and they're waiting for the son to come and take her back home. And she's, you know, let me go. I don't mind suffering. What I mind is being cooped up and not feeling like the impersonal I want to be in my life.
Yeah.
That's what I mind.
Powerful words.
Yes, there's so many beautiful, powerful words, and the poetry, poetry is beautiful.
I want to get back to that in just a moment, but for those of you just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking with our guest, Tom Lucido, who's playing the sheriff, and Nancy Pearson, who's playing Carrie Watts in ACT's current production of Horton Foote's wonderful play, Trip to Bountiful. About the words, Horton Foote is known as the American playwright. Some people call him the American Chekhov, because his ability to create characters and subtleties and the language of his plays is so poetic, and it's not over the top. Are you finding that it's such a real language between these characters? It's not something that seems plastic. It's very, very earthy. Is that how you feel?
Right, and especially the poetry. My daughter's been running lines with me as we walk each day, and she sees the poetry, which some of it I've missed, and she tries to point out, you know, to memorize the lines. And one of them is Carrie talks about her daughter who didn't live, and talks about the graves, and she says, diphtheria got Renee Sue, I never knew what got Douglas. You know, just the rhyming, the counterpoint, so beautiful.
It's deceptive, too, because it seems so natural, and yet it is so well-crafted. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Tom, you find that in your character as well?
There's a music to this play, not in musical notes that you can hear, but there's a rhythm, there's a music in the words that makes it so easy to project believability to the audience with the character. And I had never done a Horton Foote play before. I've seen several movies of his work, and it's just a real special time, and it makes it easy. I don't know about you, Nancy, but for me it was really easy. Once I fell in love with the music, the rhythm of the play, the words just made so much sense and created such a, I don't want to say romantic, but in the sense of a loving romantic, but it's just help me out here. It's just a beautiful play.
Well, and it's powerful. The words that that Carrie says is, it's come to me what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on. That much has come to me to go on. And that's so simple, but sometimes it's one foot in front of the other. I don't know how it's going to turn out. It may not, but I'm going on. Nobody's going to stop me. And our wonderful director, Dave Block, gave us some corrections, which was extremely helpful. And we were really dragging the scene. Well, I was dragging the scene with the scene on the bus with the actress Jessica, who plays Thelma, who I ride on the bus with, because I have all of this dialogue that tells all about my life and how my, you know, I lost the guy I was in love with and how my babies died and all that stuff. And pretty soon he said, enough's enough, you know. You know, even Thelma can't stand this. And he had to remind me that this is not a trip about all of the tragedy. This is a trip of adventure and excitement and hope and sharing your the life experiences that happened many years ago, and that brings the two together because they're sharing what's Carrie does most of the sharing, and so does Thelma, but sharing what has been important to them and their losses and hopefully the wins too. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Dave Block. Made it a lot easier to play because then we could be happy getting on that bus, and then any obstacle later on made more sense.
Well, because Carrie Ann is going on the adventure of her lifetime, as you've said, and even though I'm not going to give it the end of the play away, it doesn't end quite as she expects it. There is a touching satisfaction to what she gets at the end of the play that, or am I speaking for you, how does Carrie Ann accept the end of the play?
Well, Carrie, it's coming in, it's going back and getting in touch with your roots and who you are, who the character is, and coming home again and being outside and knowing who she is, who she's lost along the way. Mm-hmm. Once she's done that, once she's remembered who she is and it's not been, you know, it's been taken away over the years, then she has the strength to go on and she has enough to keep her going.
Well, she's been beat up for so long, if you don't mind, Nancy, me interrupting. And she ends the play with such grace and such dignity that you have such a reverence for her and a respect that it puts a huge smile on your face. Like you said, even though, and we're not going to give it away because it's really special, but the dignity and grace that she tried to live all her life that she sort of lost in those 5 years with her daughter-in-law and son, she got back. And it's really unique the way you created it, Nancy, the way Mr. Foote wrote it. It's, oh, guys, just come and see the play. It's amazing.
Well, and it's the continuity of life, mm-hmm. that whether we're here or not, life goes on. Nature is still here. Everything that we see, somebody else will see. And that gives life meaning. And that has true value.
Well, what more is there to say than that? I think that's a great way to sum up this interview. I want to thank my guests, Tom Lucido, who's playing the sheriff.
Thank you.
And
thank
Nancy you. Pearson, who's playing Carrie Watts. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking about ACT's production of Trip to Bountiful by Horton Foote, currently playing at their theater, and it plays until March the 22nd. Thanks for being here. For more information about this play or other plays going on in the area at this time, check our Stage Talk calendar at alaskapublic.org. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.